This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak appears before the Inquiry Commission to give statement regarding the September Gen Z protest and killings. Major political parties submitting proportional representation list to Election Commission today. And U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky say progress have been made to end the Ukraine war during Florida talks. Now the news in detail. Nepali Congress Central Committee member and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has appeared before the Inquiry Commission to give a statement regarding the September Gen Z protest. Although the Commission had issued a notice asking him to appear yesterday, Lekhak visited the Commission's office in Singhadarbar today. The Commission is seeking his testimony regarding the killings and damages during the Gen Z movement on 23rd and 24th of September when he was serving as Home Minister. The government formed the inquiry commission led by former Supreme Court Justice Gauri Bahadur Karki to investigate the events surrounding the Gen Z protest. Major political parties are preparing to submit their close list of candidates for the proportional representation system under the House of Representatives election 2026 today, which is the second and final day for submission. According to the schedule released by the Election Commission, the submission of proportional representation list began yesterday. While several smaller parties submitted their list on the first day, major political parties such as Nepali Congress, CPNEML, Nepali Communist Party and Rashtriya Swatantra Party are expected to submit their list today. These parties have scheduled internal meetings before formally approaching the Election Commission. Political parties must submit supporting documents along with the list, including confirmation of the candidates' names, appear on the voter list, their voter ID numbers and copies of citizenship certificates. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Jagdish Kharel, has said, politics needs a sweeping change. In his address to a program organized by the Advertisement Board and the Ministry in Pokhara today, he said selection of right leadership is essential for good governance. He also said that the country is all set for the election to the House of Representatives scheduled for the 5th of March. The program was province-level interaction on monitoring, regulation and management of advertisement. At the program, Ministry's Secretary Radhika Arial informed that government was working to make timely adjustment in advertisement law. Board's chairman Laxman Humagai also said that the board was working actively to ensure effectiveness in the advertisement system. The Nepal-China Raswagadi border point reopened yesterday after remaining closed for nearly 6 months due to flood damage. The first batch of trucks entered China today following the operation of the border point. The crossing resumed operation following the completion of a Bailey Bridge at Raswagadi in Gosaikunda Rural Municipality, Ward No. 2, which was damaged by floods on 24th of June. Nepali truck drivers involved in cross-border transport traveled to Kerung yesterday with them crossing the border today, according to Raswa Chief District Officer Rajesh Panthi. According to Raswa Customs Office Chief Tulsi Prasad Patrai, movement of people has started via the newly constructed bridge. From the 2nd of January, cargo vehicles and traders will be allowed to cross the border. Chinese authorities have stated that the cross-border movement will operate on a one-way alternating system for the time being. Due to the ongoing blacktopping works in the border area, limited hours and partial routes will be in effect until the early January. The Raswagadi border had remained fully disconnected since floods swept away the Friendship Bridge last June, disrupting road connectivity between Nepal and China. The ongoing 21st Lake Nath Festival has recorded an economic transaction of approximately 100 million rupees, with more than 300,000 visitors attending the event so far. According to the organizers, around 310,000 people have visited the festival by its 11th day, exceeding initial expectations. Chairperson of the Lake Nath Chamber of Commerce and Industry and Festival Coordinator Janaki Parajuli Adhikari said the festival has achieved greater success than anticipated. The festival is concluding today. Yesterday alone, about 22,000 visitors attended the festival, generating an estimated 9 million rupees in business transactions, according to Publicity Coordinator Thuba Babu Bhattrai. The festival has played a significant role in promoting local art, culture and products, while also contributing to tourism promotion, job creation and overall economic activity in the region. A total of 336 stalls have been set up at the festival, featuring products ranging from automobiles and agricultural produce to garments and medicinal herbs. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said progress had been made to end the Ukraine war during Florida talks, but the U.S. leader added one or two very thorny issues remained. While both the U.S. and Ukrainian presidents described the talks as great, Trump reiterated that a key sticking point was the question of territory. Russia has previously demanded that Ukraine hand over more land. Addressing reporters at Mar-a-Lago, Zelensky said they had come to an agreement on 90% of a 20-point peace plan, while Trump said a security guarantee for Ukraine was close to 95% done. Zelensky later said U.S. and Ukrainian teams would meet next week for further talks on issues aimed at ending Russia's nearly four-year war in Ukraine. Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, and Moscow currently controls about 20% of Ukrainian territory. A proposal to turn the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine, which Russia largely controls, into a demilitarized zone remains unresolved. China is holding military drills around Taiwan, simulating the seizures and blockade of the island's key areas as a warning against separatist forces. The Army, Navy, Air Force and Rocket Force have been dispatched for the drills, which includes live fire exercises, according to the Chinese military. Codenamed Justice Mission 2025, the drills are taking place days after the U.S. announced the sale of one of its largest weapon packages to Taiwan, worth $11 billion. That move drew sharp protest from Beijing, which in turn sanctioned U.S. defense firms. Taiwan's push to ramp up its defense this year has also angered Beijing, which claims the self-ruled island as its territory. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mist and foggy in most parts of the Tarai region. The hilly and Himalayan regions of the country will be partly cloudy. Light rain and snow is likely to occur at one or two places in the high hills and Himalayan regions of Kosi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Karnali province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak appears before the Inquiry Commission to give statement regarding the September Zenzi protest and killings. Major political parties are submitting proportional representation lists to Election Commission today. And U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky say progress had been made to end the Ukraine war during the Florida talks. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.